Grace and peace, good people. This is your girl, CL Suggs, with Mental and Love Notes 101. I pray you are all doing well. I pray that you are all continuing to make a move and make an impact in the earth realm today. I thank God for what He's doing, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because you are alive to see it. You can be the change maker that this world needs. You can be the change maker that this earth needs. You can be the change maker that your community needs. You can be the change maker that the marketplace needs. You can be the change maker that the schools need. Oh my God, I pray that you are being a change maker in this world today. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this very season. Thank you, God, for what you'll continue to do in your people, God. I just say thank you for what you're doing even in my life. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, for He is truly worthy to be praised. I thank God for just, even on other night, we were having Bible study, and in the moment of Bible study, and now we are having two Bible study, one for the beginners and on Tuesday, and the other on Thursday night is for the intermediate. And it was just so ironic that God had allowed a babe to be on the line with some of the adults, because most of the time people say, well, why this one's here? Because I don't think she needed to be here. She should have been on the beginner one. But let me just tell you, God is raising up the babes even now to go greater than some of these adults. Oh God, everybody's not on milk, but some people are on meat. And they just need time to digest the meat. I'm so thankful for what God is doing in this season and what He's showing us in this very timing. In this very timing, in this very due season, He's showing us that I'm getting ready to cause those that you don't think should be to be. I'm getting ready to elevate those who that you didn't think should have it to have it. I'm getting ready to be the one who do the elevation. Ah, my God. He's getting ready to be the one who does the increasing, because that's His job anyway. He said, one water, one plant, but I do the increasing. My God, my God. And even as I began to speak on that thing, and I came out of the book of John 15, and we all know it, some of us been Bible theologians for years and years, Bible study students, Sunday school students, you already know what the words say. But He said, I am the true vine. He said, I ain't the fake vine, but I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. See, the Father is the former. The Father is the one that does all the cutting. Ah, my God. Some people don't like to be cut, but cutting is necessary. Cutting is necessary. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He said, He take it away. And every branch that beareth and fruit, He purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And the word on the other night was, I've been pruned to bloom. I've been pruned to bloom. See, let me tell you something. Even in that point of pruning, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't seem good. It don't even smell good. But God said, I only prune you to broom you. I only prune you because I know there's some more in you. I only prune you because I need to grow you. I need to elevate you, not just to levels, but to dimensions. Ooh. My God, He said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. That's why the Bible said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot and will not bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. More can you accept you abide in me. You never seen a tree have branches in other places. The only time you see a tree having branches in other places is when they are already fallen and dead and been raked to be burned. That's why Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, here it go again, abide, lives, dwells, cling to. You abide in me and I in him, and you'll bring much fruit. For without him, you can do nothing. We are nothing without God. I don't care how high you are. I don't care how educated you may be, what accolades you may have, prestige you may have. I don't care. All that may sound good, look good. But let me tell you, you are nothing without God. You cannot do anything without him. You may think you can. And see, the enemy had a fool and deceiver, many of people that think they got the riches and the fame. But the Bible also said that you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. You got all the riches and then don't even know where you're going to lay your head when your life is over. That's a sad day in history. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Not only will you burn, but you want to be gone. Whether in the natural or the spirit. Nothing is left after something is ashes. 7 said, if. And those who just joined, John 15 and 7. If. A condition word. If. Condition word. If. Condition word. If. I don't care what you do. But here he is saying, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it will be done to you. But if you're not abiding in him, if you're not living in him, then only part your mouth to ask for anything, because I know his word is not in you. How much word is in you? How much word are you partaking in? How much word have you delved in? Because even as I shared with the youth on the other night, and even as I shared with some of the adults the other night, here's what I began to understand. Even in the midst of the pandemic, God allowed us to go through a point of isolation. God allowed us to go through a point of a separation. God allowed us to go through a point of being home. But what? How many times and when did we make God our main priority when we was at the house? Where is your secret closet at the house? Where is your place of devotion at the house? Where is your prayer closet at the house? Where is that time alone with God at the house? Most of the time, people don't even have any. God gave us opportune time during a whole pandemic. And some people still don't make him the first priority. But then you want to always ask and beg him. And then you want to question him when he don't do. But when are you doing? When are you bearing fruit for him? When are you bearing fruit for him that he can cut and purge? When are you bearing fruit for him? See, we are supposed to be fruit bearers, not bearing fruit, B-A-R-R-E-N, but we supposed to be bearing, B-E-A-R-I-N-G, bearing fruit, being fruit makers and fruit producers and fruit bearers. But some of us are so barren, we're not doing anything for the kingdom, and then we want to question the kingdom why it's not being backing us up. When I needed God, where was he? Well, where were you at when he wanted to prune you? What were you doing when he wanted to get some more fruit out of you? Besides you being bitter. This is where God is glorified. God is glorified when you bear much fruit. He said, so you will be called my disciples. Now we live in a society, we don't know who's a disciple or who's a sniper. We don't know what you are because you're deadly. You're not really in the kingdom of God. You're not bearing any fruit. You're not even bearing much fruit as God declared and decreed. He said, so how can I really tell that you're my disciple? From the things that you're doing and the things that you're saying, it's a big question mark now. And then we want to say, well, who are you to judge me? No, if you judge yourself, nobody else will have to judge you. But because you don't want to judge yourself, now somebody else got to call you out and expose you. What are you doing for the kingdom? You question everything and everybody else. You question what they're doing and how they're doing it. You question even to the point of what they're saying and how they're saying it. You question everything, all things, all the time. But my question to you, what are you doing? What are you doing for the kingdom of God? At least give people credit for trying or putting forth some effort, but you're not even doing nothing but running your mouth about everything and everybody else. Prune to bloom. You don't even like pruning, so that's why you're not even blooming. You're not even evolving. You're not even climaxing. You're not even putting any impact in the community because you're worrying about everybody else. Worrying about everybody else, and you just point to me. Point to you. Point to yourself. Look in the mirror and say, what am I doing? Look in the mirror and say, what am I doing for the kingdom of God? What kind of impact am I making for the kingdom of God? Are you walking in the love of God? Are you walking in the love of God? Because even in verse number 9, he said, as the Father have loved me, so I love you. Continue ye in my love. How are you continuing in the love of God? How are you continuing in the love of God? Are you keeping his commandments? Are you living by his spirit? Are you believing in his only begotten son so you can be a witness to somebody else? Are you worshiping him or in continuing in his love? Are you praising him by continuing in his love? Are you fasting and praying as you ought to by continuing in his love? Are you loving God with all your heart, body, mind, and soul to continue in his love? Well, because the question is going to be asked, are you really continuing in his love or are you continuing in your own self-love? Continuing in his love. Let somebody know that you are a disciple. Can you continue in love even at 25, say, when they hated you without a cause? Can you still love them with the love and the agape love of God? Can you still pray for them when you know they can't stand you? Can you still pray for them when you know they are saying all manner of evil against you? Can you still continue in God's love? We can say a whole lot of things, but the fruit is in the action. The fruit is in the it displayed in what you're doing and saying and applying. Can you continue in his love? How are you continuing in his love? How are you continuing in his love when you are being talked about? You've been called to the office 24/7. And when you've been scrutinized and ostracized, can you still continue in his love when the supervisor coming at you all sideways when you don't even know why they're coming at you? Can you still continue in his love? Because that's going to be the true story of anything. Can you continue in his love, even in the midst or when you're not being liked? God has a way of showing us, but we got to be the first partaker. You fall short, admit to the point. Admit it. Confess it. Be clear from it so you can be healed from it. What you won't confess, you can't conquer what you're not willing to confess. You would never conquer what you would forsaking to confess. Confess your faults. That you could be healed. So you could be delivered. So you could be set free. God has a way to showing us. God is immutable. He changes not. He's not going to change for you nor me. He said he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change, but he wants us to change. He wants us to be better. He wants us to walk in his love. He wants us to walk in his peace. He wants us to walk in his long suffering. He wants us to walk in his self-control. He wants us to walk into the kindness and gentleness and meekness. He wants us to do the fruit of the Spirit. But what are we doing? Are we bearing much fruit? Because we should be some fruity people. And I ain't talking about in a bisexual way, but we should be some fruity people. Fruit by walking in the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm not talking about gender related, but I'm just saying we should be far advanced than what we should be. if we're doing according to what he told us to do. He said, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. The only way the joy can be full is if we're walking and abiding in the words of God. And that's why he said, love ye one another as I have loved you. If you loving people like God love you, guess what? You won't have time to figure out who trying to dislike you, who don't like you, and who saying this about you. No, I'm just going to love you and I'm going to leave the consequences to God. I'm going to love you and I'm going to leave everything else in God's hand. I'm just going to do my part. I'm going to do what he asked me to do. However you feel about me, that's a part, that's something that you got to deal with, and that's something you got to get right. But I'm going to do what he's asking me to do. What he asking me to do. Love as I told you to love. Love as I told you to love. He said you can reap coals on a person's head if you just love them like I told you to love them. Yeah, I know they don't like you. I know they talk about you. I know they speak negative of you. I know they throw stones at you, fire darts at you, everything that they possibly can put on their hands. But guess what? Continue to show them love. You say it, but now you got to show it. Because love is an action word. God is allowing us to be pruned so we can bloom. And bloom to be what he's calling us to be in these last and evil days. That somebody else can see that God dwells in me. My daughter sung a song on Sunday. She's the change I want to see. Let it first begin in me. The change I want to see. Let it first begin in me. God, I surrender. So your word can be in me that the world can see it. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. I don't care how much you think you are a born again believer in Jesus Christ, but if they're looking for Jesus, can they find him in you? Ponder on that question. If they're looking for you, Jesus, can they find you in me? God is getting ready to elevate. God is getting ready to exalt. God is getting ready to impact, catapult to a whole nother dimension for those who don't mind being pruned, for those who don't mind being purged, for those who don't mind being pulled closer to the Father. Will you be one? Will you be one? Whatever issues you may have that's going on in your heart, confess them. Whatever issues you may have going on in your mind, repent from them. Whatever issues you may have in your soul, forgive yourself for them. Be free. And free indeed. Because Jesus has already made the way. And who the Son has set free shall be free indeed. No longer bound, but free. Give God the glory for allowing you to be free. Because some people are not free. They think they are, but mentally they are bound. Mentally they are bound by the trauma that they've been through, the trauma that they're going through, the trauma that they came out of. They still bound, but be free today. Release it. Release it. Release it now in the name of Jesus. And be thou free. Be thou free. Free in the name of Jesus. God said, cast all your cares upon me, for I cared for you. Lay it at his feet
is too heavy for you to carry. Lay it at his feet. The pruning doesn't feel good, but I promise you, it's going to yield much fruit. Allow God to do what he needs to do in your life. But whatever you need to cast to him, cast it to him. So you can bloom when it needs and where you need to bloom at. God has much in store for you. But you got to release it all to him. Release it all to him. And watch him do the miraculous, supernatural in your life. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suggs, with Mental and Love Notes 101. Go through the pruning so you can go through the blooming. This is the season for you to bloom. You've been stagnant far too long. Now let God cultivate that ground so you can bloom in due time. All right, good people, this is your girl. Much love.